KSA Radio News.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a gunman killed at least four people at St. Francis Hospital on Wednesday before dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police spoke to reporters at the scene.
I was very happy with what we know so far regarding the response of our officers. As the mayor mentioned, the citizens of Tulsa, I think, should be proud. This parking lot was difficult to get to for some of those officers who were here just minutes after it came in. It was difficult due to the amount of cars that had responded from all sides of town.
According to a Facebook post from the department, Tulsa police apprentice officers underwent active shooter training just days ago. A federal judge says John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot President Ronald Reagan in 1981, will be freed from court oversight this month as planned. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Inflation prices are at a 40-year high, and many people say the Biden administration is not doing enough to rein it in. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline. We can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
President Biden's comments as more Americans are becoming increasingly concerned about rising prices for food and gas. Critics argued the president could lower gas prices in the United States by reversing some of his energy policies, restricting the production of oil and gas in the United States.
One Michigan GOP gubernatorial hopeful lost a key ballot ruling on Wednesday. The ruling affects Perry Johnson, a wealthy businessman considered to be a leading candidate. The decision could also apply to three other candidates, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who's also been scratched from the ballot for invalid signatures. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Job openings remained near record highs, according to a report released Wednesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. U.S. job openings decreased slightly to 11.4 million on the last business day in April. About 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in April. New hires held at 6.6 million. Remote work is a thing of the past if you work for Tesla. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Tesla employees should pretend to work somewhere else if they're not willing to return to their offices. That was a tweet by CEO Elon Musk on Wednesday. He went on to say in a leaked memo obtained by Bloomberg, anyone who wishes to do remote work must be in the office a minimum, and I mean minimum, of 40 hours per week or depart Tesla. That's a far cry from Twitter's policy right now, which is optional.
A New York judge has rejected a request from former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to be granted a new trial in her defamation suit against the New York Times. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff wrote in a court decision on Wednesday that Palin, who sued the Times for defamation and lost earlier this year, failed to introduce, quote, even a speck, unquote, of evidence suggesting she should be granted a new trial in the case. And actor Bill Cosby faces sex abuse charges again as his civil trial gets underway. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.